kinds of responsibilities did you have, say, at home?
Didn't have any responsibilities per se, except maybe looking after my baby brother and taking him with me where I went. The chores we had were vacuuming, dusting, and the main one I remember was hand waxing all the floors with Simonized wax and using the electric buffer to buff it all up. And it had electric short in it. We were always getting shocks from it. But those were our main chores at home.
Okay. Did you do anything outside the home to earn money? Or?
Not till I was 16, then I went to work for the P&E selling peanuts and hot dogs from the little stand there. Worked at Sears a little bit illegally when I was 15. I think I told them I was 16, in the men's department selling underwear. Then I went on at 16 a little bit later and started working at Super Value at Canada Way in Smith. It's now the Maytag place. 95 cents an hour, I think we got. And I babysat. And I got 25 cents an hour and 35 cents an hour after midnight.
Okay. Did you get to
mid-50s?
Yeah. Did you get to keep the money you earned, or did you
we kept
pay
it
into the family?
Didn't have to pay it into the family. We kept the money. And we used it to go skating on Saturdays. We took the tram streetcar up along Hastings to go to where the P&E, the forum is, and we skated up there every Saturday with our friends, and I took the bus on the streetcar up there.
Okay. I forget, did we mention at the beginning what time frames we're looking at here? This is
so started in right after the war, when we first moved to Sixth and Edmonds, because we were living back east with my father during the war, and until I was 3 and a half, and we came back here, and so 1945 was when we were at Sixth and Edmonds, and then 1950 was when we moved to Nithsdale, and 1950s when I was at Scow, and moving on 56 over at Elephant Center.
Okay, so this is basically the 50s.
All the 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
graduated in 60, so it really is the 50s.
Yeah. Did you get an allowance for doing things around the house? Or?
I think we got 25 cents a week, I remember. It must have been when we were like around the age of 12, which would have been around 54. And we usually used that to go ice skating.
Okay.
I don't remember buying other things. And then later on, I definitely saved any money I earned to go to university. We never spent any of that.
Okay. What was it like growing up in Burnaby, taking into consideration your friends and the community you were part of?
It was actually a great time. We seemed to be the oldest people. I think we were on the top edge of the baby boomers. And we were always in the sort of in a new school, in a new neighborhood. That whole area around Cascades was just being built in the 50s. Probably our funnest moments were playing in houses as they were being built and stealing the nails and stealing the little nickel things that came out of the electrical boxes and climbing around in the rafters and watching the Burnaby Hospital being built and family being born there. And our whole street was kids. We were the eldest on the street, and there was about 20 kids on our Nithsdale Street, and we just went out in the morning, played all day with all of them, running up and down the street, and sort of came in at nighttime. That's my main memory. I think we had one of the best streets. That was just great fun, and great lawns from one end of the street to the other. No fences. There was backyard fences, but no front yard fences, and just a lot of fun.
Okay.